Wherever he'll be gone, yeah. All his kids, two grown-up kids. All right, we're continuing the Rambam. Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Tes, Chapter 13, Law 19. So we introduced the idea of the Mekayim Neder, the husband or the father saying, I'm okay with the Neder, let it stay. So as opposed to nullifying a Neder, where it must be verbally stated, the Rambam again reemphasizes in Yud Tes, Hamakayim Balibo, if in his heart he maintains the vow, he didn't say anything, but in his mind says, yes, I'm happy with the vow. Harezakayim, it stays. Now, obviously, you know that from the case where it said, if he's silent, the day he hears it, it stays, right? Because the day passed by, and that already shows he's happy with it, even though, you know, he didn't actually even think about it. But we assume, certainly, if in his heart he wants it, then for sure it's maintained, without a question. However, on the other hand, if I'm made for Belibo, but if in his heart he nullifies it, ain't a mufer. That's not nullified, as we already explained. Based on that, he's just repeating the night that we have, but now he's going to put the two rules together and combine them and teach us some new laws. Lefika, therefore, im hefer Belibo, if first reaction is, in his heart, I don't want it. But he didn't say anything. Hareza yochel lachzor ulakayim. He can turn around later and let it stay. Either way. Either in his heart by saying nothing or actively selling his wife, go eat something, as we said yesterday. That certainly can happen because nullifying the heart is nothing. So that doesn't stop him from doing anything the opposite afterwards. On the other hand, though, interestingly, Vimki and Balibo, but if in his heart he maintained it, look at this, a big chiddush now. Ein yochel lachzor ulahafer. He can't turn around and nullify it because when he maintained it in his heart, that's like kind of makes it stick and he can't nullify it at all. Now, that's a big chiddush, and I'll tell you why it's a big chiddush. Because let's say the father, you know, hears the vow and has no reaction. He hears the vow at 10 o'clock in the morning, has no reaction. He heard it, but he doesn't react. And then 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he says, I nullify it. It's nullified. So now, just something in his heart, he wanted it. Ready, you can't nullify it. That's a big chiddush, but that's what the Rambam is saying.
So how am I going to know this? I mean,
he knows it. Obviously, you know, he's got to be honest about this. So, you know, he could make all kinds of problems by nullifying it when he really wanted it in his heart. So that's interesting. There's no way to fact check it, as it were.
There is no way.
All right? Now, the only thing he can do is, though, Elohim chazer betoch kedei dibur. If in his heart he wanted it, but within 3 seconds he verbally says, I don't want it, then that's okay. Because kedei shel yekoch dvarim shebelibo godol mikoch hamotzi v'sos. We can't say what he's thinking in his heart is greater than what he actually utters when it's toch kedei dibur. Because, you know, even if, for example, he would have been Mekayim, if he would have said, I'm happy with it, and 3 seconds later said, I don't want it, he could have nullified it, because it's within 3 seconds. That for sure would help. But the big chiddush is, if he just wants it in his heart, then that's it. There's nothing more that can be done if he let it stay. Okay, chaf. Okay, let's try another type of situation. These are all like with changing minds going on over here. Hamakayim nidre vito ishto. The guy, it doesn't matter now, verbally or mentally, maintains the vow of his daughter, of his wife. And then nichem. And now he regrets his maintaining it. Okay, now just like we have when a person makes a vow, you make a vow and you regret it, you can go to a chacham and you can be matir the neder, you can release the neder. Look what he's saying here now. When a father or a husband maintains the neder and now he regrets it, hareiz and nishal, he can go to a chacham and what do you say, release it. He asks to the chacham and the father says, well, would you have meant to? If you really knew it was not going to be good for you, you would have done that, right? L'chacham. U'matir l'hakama. So it can release the maintenance. But now what is he still have to do? It's a time-sensitive thing. Because remember, it's got to be nullified within the day he heard it. So he's got to go to the chacham the same day and release his maintenance. And then v'chozer, and then he has to go and turn around and nullify it on that day, because if the day goes by, he doesn't nullify it, it sticks. So even though we said before, if he maintains it, he can't nullify it, but if he maintains it, he can release the maintenance through the Chacham, then it's like the maintenance is gone, and then he can nullify it. Okay, you got that? Aval, what about, he did like this, Avalim Hefer law, v'nichmor, what about the reverse? What if he just straight out, no, he's nullified, I don't want it, out. But then he regrets that. No. He wants to go to the Chacham to release his regret. And he can't release it from the Chacham and then to turn around and maintain it because the reason is maintaining a neder is like a neder. And just like a neder can be released, the maintenance can be released. But nullifying a neder is not a neder. You can only release something that you did. You don't release something that you undid. So you can't do that. All right.
She can just redo the neder. I mean...
But he can undo it again.
No, she's going out with it.
He regrets
but
that.
Why would he?
Regret that he
why would she?
It, so she can
she's
it.
Probably happy he released it.
Well, who knows? Maybe she wanted to keep it. She made the vow. She probably wanted to keep it. She wouldn't make the vow unless she wanted it.
She probably made it
because
she was upset.
Chaf Aleph. Nara Murasa Shenodra. Okay, the engaged girl. She made a vow. Okay. Vikiyam lo avia levado o balavado. And only the father or the husband, just one of them, what did he do? He maintained the vow by himself. Okay. Then what happened afterwards? Vehefalacha. Then the other one, the father or the husband, nullified it. Whoa. Now remember. So you figure, well, what's the issue? Once it was maintained, remember, they both have to nullify on the same day. So you say, well, what's the issue? Well, wait a minute. We just said if you maintained, you can go to a Chacham and he could release it, right? So what if the one who nullified goes to Chacham and releasing it, and then he'll release it, and then he'll want to nullify it afterwards, and then it comes out they both nullified it on the same day. Can't do it. Even though the one that maintained it, even if he goes to Chacham and he releases his maintenance from that, he cannot go back. The one who maintained it originally, to nullify with the other one, Shikvar Hefel already nullified, and even if they both re-nullified. In other words, it went like this. First guy nullified it. Second guy maintained it. The one who maintained it, the one that called him to release the maintenance. And now even if both of them now, one will for the first all time right. nullify, and the other will re-nullify. So it'll be together. No. She'ein lahem lahafra l'shnem kach. The mafer netter has to be contiguous. Should be no break. And there was a break. Because he had nullify, maintenance, release, nullify. It's got to be nullify, followed by nullify. That's it. And the first one, even if he'll repeat it later, there's no need to repeat it. The first one nullified it. He's sitting here. Then there was a... Now, what has to happen is one nullifies and one follows. But here it's not a following because it was maintained and then released and then nullified. That's a long stretch of in between. The way out, she would have to go to a Chacham and get it released. That's the only way. That can always happen. Okay, let's continue. Chaf Beis. Now, what if the husband or wife or the father maintains it twice? Just repeats maintenance. I maintain it for you. I maintain it for you. I do two maintenances. Amar Levito Leishto. He sent his daughter to his wife. Kayim lich, your vow is maintained. Kayim lich, your vow is maintained. Okay, now what does he do? He regrets maintaining it. So he's going to go to the Chacham to release the maintenance. V'nishal al hakama harishona. So what does he do? He says, you know, the first time I said I maintain it, I regret doing that. So the Chacham would say, okay, we'll release you. That's only when he says on the first one. I don't know why he wouldn't say on both. But he says on the first one, well, too bad. It's just still stuck. Because there's a shnia chalav, because the second one now devolves upon it. Okay? In other words, you can't maintain something twice. You can't. Because once it's maintained, it's maintained. But what happens like this. The first time it maintains, it's maintained. The second maintenance, it's like hangs in the ether. It's like floating. Let's see what happens. He couldn't have maintained it a second time. He only can maintain it once. But since he said it, it's like out there. So now when he releases the first maintenance, now the second one falls right in. So now you got a problem, and it comes out. So now what would have to be, he would have to maintain it a second time. The second one. then he could maintain. In other words, he'd have to maintain it twice. Rambam doesn't speak it out, but that's obvious. If he now, after he releases the first maintenance, then you go to the Chacham again and release. Now, he couldn't release them both at the same time because one of them wasn't in effect yet. So what he could do is release it once, wait 2 minutes, go back to the Chacham, release it again. Then he could turn around and nullify it. Omer La, what if he says... Then he could turn around.
First he has nullify release the thing. Nullify it. Release.
No, he maintained it. He maintained it twice. It's to release both maintenances, and then he can go and nullify it.
So there's no two nullifications.
No, you only have to nullify a vow once. He released two. He had to have two releasings of the maintenance. Okay, now I don't know why in the world he's going
to
say the next thing over here. Why a man would do it, but the Ram wants to deal with it. What if after he hears the vow, he contradicts himself? He says, "Omer lo kayim lich, I maintain your vow, umucher lich, and I nullify your vow."
Whoa! Within 3 seconds.
I would imagine not, because if it's right in one, then you know it's only one thing. The lo v'muchalach, and also he says the lo sochol hakom. He's not finished, and your maintenance doesn't apply. Elim kem chol hafora, unless the nullification also applies. He makes a condition.
Your
maintenance is only a maintenance if the nullification is nullification. Harei zemufar, it's nullified. Because she'ain ha'hakama mo'il achar ha'afora, because the maintenance does not help if right afterwards you aren't nullifying it, as we already had before. If you're in ha'kama mo'il achar fora, because once you've nullified it, you can't. He's saying it only can happen after the ha'fora. He says my maintenance can only happen once I nullify it. So what does it mean? The whole maintenance was conditional on a nullification. And we said once you nullify, you can't maintain it. Okay, what about Amarla? What if it says, Kaim umufra lich bevas achas? Now he says it's maintained and nullified simultaneously. And the truth matters even if he doesn't. But anyway, Hareze Kaim, it's maintained. Because we say anything that can't be one after the other can't be at the same time. Okay, so since he already says it's maintained, and then he said mufralach, this is in order now. So you can't nullify it once it's been maintained. So therefore...
Isn't this the equivalent of changing your mind within 3 seconds?
I guess it would.
Isn't that the equivalent?
No, he's saying both. He's not changing his mind. He's saying I want both to happen. It's not saying I changed my mind. He's saying I want this and this. That's the point. He says it's together. Kayim umufralach bevasachas. I want this, and he says I want both. Yeah, he says kayim first. I want kayim and then afar. Yeah, I want both. It's not like he's retracting. He says I want to maintain it, and then I want to nullify it.
That's not retracting.
No,
that's not
no. If he'd say I'm maintaining. No, I'm not maintaining. I'm nullifying. That would be retracting. Here he said I'm maintaining and I'm nullifying it. So that's not retracting. Retracting means you're saying, and no, I changed my mind, I want that. Anyway, so it obviously remains, because once you kept it, you can't nullify. Okay, what about Amar La? What if he says, Kayim li hayom? What if he says, it's maintained today? Now, what would you want to imply from that?
Today only.
Today only, and tomorrow it's out.
That's not part of the deal.
Well, guess what? Hareza Kayim lom, it stays forever. You know why? Because if you let it maintain for a day, it's no worse than being silent for a day.
Right.
And once you're silent for a day, that's all there is to talk about. Even though the implication was only for a day, it doesn't matter. Amar lo, what if he says like this? Mufar lich lemachar. I want your vow to be nullified tomorrow.
No.
Ain't a mufar. It's not nullified. Sharei kima hayom, because it was maintained today. Umachar and tomorrow. And yachlover, he can't nullify it tomorrow. It's too late. Amar lo, what if he says? Kaim lich shoachas. I want your vow to be maintained for 1 hour. But then he didn't do anything afterwards. Then the rest of the day passed. He didn't nullify. It's maintained because he'd have to do something opposite the maintenance, and he didn't. We don't go with the implication of, it's as if he said, Hare Mufer Loch Lasher. It's nullified after an hour. Because he never uttered the nullification with his mouth. Remember, nullification in your heart's not enough. You've got to utter it. Even though in implying is no better than thinking it. So therefore, it doesn't work.
So if he says that, though, it is nullified.
If he says it's nullified, then for sure. Omer lo kayim lechi shomachas. Let's say he says, I want to be maintained for 1 hour. Kushav Hashem, when the hour passed, Omer loch, then he says, Mufralich. It's nullified. Now, still, Harei's a suffix. It's still a suffix, because the machlokas in the Gemara, the Shashangwa don't answer, because maybe when you maintain it ready for 1 hour, it's like forever. Or maybe since the whole day can be fit for either one or the other, so it's all in this whole day to knock it off. So the Gemara's not sure, it remains a suffix. Therefore, what do we have to do? We go to Chumra and Lakula. Hasur Benidra, she has to be usher to keep the netter because we're not sure it's been nullified. But what if she transgressed? Remove El Nidra? Unless she won't get lashed because it's a suffix. Okay, now, the next couple, we're going to end early today. The next two halachas are three are just musr, so it's not really halach over here, as you see. Mi shenader nadarim kidei lechonein deyosef lesake masav. A person, now he's kind of giving a general conclusion to all the laws in the nadarim that we learned in the whole 13 chapters. Someone made a vow in order lechonein, to prepare his midos, in other words, to make his midos better, to be a better person, basically. Deyosef, his midos, letake masav, to prove his ways. Hare zeh zoriz u'meshubach. That's a lacridous person and praiseworthy. Ketzer, let's have an example. Kigoni says like this, Mishal Zola, let's say guy's a fresser. He's a fresser. He can't stop eating. He's gaining weight like crazy. And that's not good. And a person should be cutting down on his eating. Then he said, you know what? I'm not going to have fattening meat for a year or two. So that's a good vow to make because he has to lose weight. The guy just loved to drink. He was alcoholic. He prohibited wine upon him for a long period of time, except for Shabbos and Yontif, because you're not supposed to not have that. Or he prohibited drunkenness forever. Let's say a guy who's always after running unkosher money, like bribery or things like that. The guy always gets money in not the nicest way possible. Vinivalhone is so confounded to want money. He's like, I'm sure going to crazy to make money no matter how, even illegally. So what did he do? For us or alats? No, anybody. For us or alats or matonas, he therefore prohibited him any connection to money that's not earned. He said, I don't want any gifts. I don't want to benefit from other people from this country, so I won't be stumbling in taking bribes. So I don't want any money from anybody, period. Let's say a person was very arrogant because he was handsome. Became a nazir in order to cut off his beautiful hair, like the famous story of the nazir Shibidorim, who could use for him or anything similar to these vows. Kulam derech avoda lashem heim. They are all ways of serving Hashem. Uben nedarim ela, and these types of vows, ukiyosim, similar amr chachamim nedarim siog laprisus. Vows is a fence for abstinence. And that's a good abstinence, keeps you away from the physical things in life that can pull you down. Those are good things, but let's do one more lach before you comment, because he's not letting go with this yet. Chavdal v'yafal pim shehem avod l'Hashem. Even though this is a good thing of service to Hashem, still in all, lo yarba odam benidre yisur. You should not to have too much vows of prohibition. Lo yargalasam. You shouldn't get used to doing that, making it a custom of it, because you may not be able to keep all of them, you may stumble and sin. Better separate from things without making the vow. Just say, you know, without making a vow, I'm not going to eat meat now. But you haven't made a vow. So in other words, intrinsically, it's a good thing to make these vows. But pragmatically, if you do a lot of it, it's not good. Therefore, just stay away from it without making a vow. Yes?
That did sort of address it, because there seems to be, like with the Zirut, sort of
You don't have a choice.
There's a reluctance whether people should become.
That's right. That's a big machlokas on that.
But that's more for the negative, for the positive. Like, let's say I want to make sure I read the parsha every day.
Same thing. Don't make a netter.
Do it.
Don't say it as a netter. Just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I say
the netter's going to make it much stronger than.
Yeah, but if you can't, then you're going to stumble. So he's saying, he's saying you could do it. But you might not maintain it, and that's not going to be good. And then you're going to have to. So then better just do it and do it without making a netter. That's Rama's suggestion. That's a suggestion. It's not that it's usher to do such a thing. It's pray. It has to fit.
It doesn't work as much because you don't feel the sense of.
Well, you know, person has to.
You got to know yourself, I guess, and depending on the degree that we're dealing with, there's that. Rama says it's okay, but he, if you're asking him personally, he says it's better not to do it. But if this is the only way you can, then okay, then it is somewhat praiseworthy to do it that way.
Okay. Chavei, Amra Chachamim, the rabbi said an interesting statement. Kol Anoder, anyone who makes a vow, ki'ilu bana bama, it's like he built a bama. That's during a time where it's prohibited to make private misbechos, even though we've been commanded to bring korbanos inside the Beis HaMikdash, and we're not supposed to add any bamas and do anything outside. So therefore, what's the point? The guy's making such a neder, he's prohibiting things beyond what Hashem already prohibited. Right? And quite often, a guy makes a neder, usually it's for a korban. So it's like you're building a bama, as it were. The Gemara says, isn't it enough what Hashem prohibited you from the Torah, and you go to seek to make more things usher? In other words, you're doing your own thing. That's what a bama, I'm doing my own thing. Now, Rambam leaves out the next statement of the Talmud, I don't know why. It says, the Gemara says, Rambam doesn't say this, and anyone who fulfills that vow, it's like he brought an offering on the bama. I don't know why the Rambam left out that statement, but that is just FYI. Now, what happened though? What a veim avar v'nader. What if he transgressed? Look, he's going to transgressing now. Obviously, after chav gimel and chav dalet, chav hey means a vow that is not for your spiritual benefit. Because obviously, he just said before, vows that are to make you a better spiritual person is praiseworthy, but you know, it shouldn't do it just in case you don't do it. But he never called it building a bama. So obviously, this must be talking about things that are not at all fitting his spiritual profile, and it's more smacking of arrogance more than anything else. That's the real idea over here. Really, he's not such a big tzaddik, and he really doesn't care to be a better Eved Hashem, but it looks good. You know, and he makes that kind of a vow. Okay,
sure
clearly, and therefore, v'im over, and now he said, and if he transgressed, what? He's transgressing because we just told you shouldn't do it, and now he does it. Now it's not obvious in Issu Doraisa or even a Drabanan, but Yeshua is mitzvah lishol. It's a mitzvah to go to the chacham and have him release you from it. Al nidro, why? Kidei shol yemir shova. He shouldn't have a stumbling block before him. But however, when do we say all this? It is only the Nidre Iser, when he makes vows to prohibit things upon himself that were otherwise permitted. But there's other kinds of vows. Avol Nidre Hekdesh, when he makes a vow to make something Hekdesh, let's say to bring a korban, or he's going to give tzedakah, or something like that, then mitzvah l'kaima. Then it's a mitzvah to fulfill, because it's not something you're prohibiting from yourself. It's not phony religiosity. V'lo yishalem, and you should not release yourself to the chacham with that. You should give the tzedakah. You should give the hekdesh. El unless mitochak, it's a pressed situation where you see you're not able to fulfill it. Shinemar, as King David said, as you say in Hallel, Nidorai l'Hashem ashalem, my vows Hashem I will pay. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. He paskins, you have to be careful not to make any vow, even for tzedakah. It's a better not to make a vow, says the Shulchan Aruch, but better when you got the money in your pocket, just give it with your hand. And if you don't got the money in your pocket, don't make the vow until you have it. And if you do have to make a pledge for tzedakah, always say, below neder. He doesn't say beli neder, he says below neder.
But right, when you were in the building, weren't you asking everybody to make a pledge?
Well,
those,
yeah, pledge is not a vow, and it was, you know, and everyone's giving it.
But even though
you'd have to release yourself,
some people over 3 years, right?
Okay, so that's fine. They have 3 years to do it.
No, I see. You know, over 3 years, someone's situation might change. That might not.
So then he'd have to release himself from the vow.
But is it really a vow? No one made
it. It is a vow. When you pledge, that's a vow. That's your word. That's your word. That's your word.
Is it a vow halachically? Yeah. I'm not trying to get out of it.
Sure, it's a vow. You said you're going to do it. But if you couldn't, you could always be mater neder. And then that's fine.
So you have to go and get released?
Yeah, well.
That's correct.
So the rabbi would release
my vow. Yeah. That would have to be. It's not the end of the world. I mean, you only wouldn't be giving if, let's say, you lost your job or something. So, you know, so we'd say, had you known, you would have lost your job. But no, I wouldn't have. So, you did it. Bingo. Shkoyach.